This is the NOCN ESOL International Proficient Level C2 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You will have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentence in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. Then you will have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Oh my goodness, Mary. Do you know that you have got odd socks on? 2. I am going to tell the manager of the shop that this loaf of bread is past its shelf life and should no longer be for sale. 3. I wish to speak to the restaurant manager, please, because I think our waiter has overcharged us for that meal. It seems a lot of money for what we had. 4. Hello, what a lovely looking hotel. Have you been here before? 5. Excuse me, do you mind if I smoke here, or is that a problem for you? 6. I saw you talking to Peter earlier. What did he say? 7. Good morning, officer. I want to report a theft. Mrs. Saunders says her money has gone missing. What are you going to do about it? 8. Oh dear, I have forgotten how to spell thought. Do you know how to spell it? 9. Today is our wedding anniversary and we have been married for 30 years. We are having a family party tonight. 10. I had to walk away from the party as the situation was hilarious.
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Oh my goodness, Mary. Do you know that you have got odd socks on? 2. I am going to tell the manager of the shop that this loaf of bread is past its shelf life and should no longer be for sale. 3. I wish to speak to the restaurant manager, please, because I think our waiter has overcharged us for that meal. It seems a lot of money for what we had. 4. Hello, what a lovely looking hotel. Have you been here before? 5. Excuse me, do you mind if I smoke here, or is that a problem for you? 6. I saw you talking to Peter earlier. What did he say? 7. Good morning, officer. I want to report a theft. Mrs. Saunders says her money has gone missing. What are you going to do about it? 8. Oh dear, I have forgotten how to spell thought. Do you know how to spell it? 9. Today is our wedding anniversary and we have been married for 30 years. We are having a family party tonight. 10. I had to walk away from the party as the situation was hilarious.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You'll hear 2 conversations. Read the question and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Good morning, Mrs. Sanders. How can I help you? Is everything okay?
I wanted to get a newspaper this morning, but my purse seems to be missing. I searched everywhere around my hotel room, but there is no trace of it. I looked in all the wardrobes and drawers and emptied my handbag. I don't know what to do.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. When did you last have it? Can you remember?
I remember using my credit card last night when I was paying for our evening meal. I did put it back in my bag, and then I had it last night at the bar. That's the last time I remember seeing it. I was hoping I'd left it there and someone had handed it in, perhaps.
Not to my knowledge, but I will double-check with the staff in the bar and the restaurant. What did it look like?
It was large, green, and with a red flowered pattern on it. And it was made of leather. It was a new one, too.
And what was in it?
I had €130 and £60 in it, plus a few coins. 2 cards, 1 Visa credit card and my debit card. I also had a photograph of my grandson Jacob and my driving licence.
I'm terribly sorry. We'll search the bar area and other rooms as well. Have you noticed if anything else has gone missing from your room?
I don't think so. We have our passports, that's the main thing. They are in the safe. I checked that when I was searching for my purse earlier. I also have my mobile phone.
Try not to worry. We'll have a thorough search and we'll notify the police. They will look into it and, if needed, issue a police report. Do you have holiday insurance?
Yes, we are insured. I always make sure I take out insurance before travelling abroad.
In that case, you should be covered even if we can't find your purse. Just have a sit by the pool and relax. And try not to worry, even though that's easier said than done. However, I would recommend you contact your bank immediately and report the missing cards, just in case.
Thank you very much for your help. That's a very good idea. I shall do that right away. I'll be able to relax then.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning, Mrs. Sanders. How can I help you? Is everything okay?
I wanted to get a newspaper this morning, but my purse seems to be missing. I searched everywhere around my hotel room, but there is no trace of it. I looked in all the wardrobes and drawers and emptied my handbag. I don't know what to do.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. When did you last have it? Can you remember?
I remember using my credit card last night when I was paying for our evening meal. I did put it back in my bag and then I had it last night at the bar. That's the last time I remember seeing it. I was hoping I'd left it there and someone had handed it in, perhaps.
Not to my knowledge, but I will double-check with the staff in the bar and the restaurant. What did it look like?
It was large, green, and with a red flowered pattern on it. And it was made of leather. It was a new one, too.
And what was in it?
I had €130 and £60 in it, plus a few coins. 2 cards, 1 Visa credit card and my debit card. I also had a photograph of my grandson Jacob and my driving licence.
I'm terribly sorry. We'll search the bar area and other rooms as well. Have you noticed if anything else has gone missing from your room?
I don't think so. We have our passports, that's the main thing. They are in the safe. I checked that when I was searching for my purse earlier. I also have my mobile phone.
Try not to worry. We'll have a thorough search and we'll notify the police. They will look into it and, if needed, issue a police report. Do you have holiday insurance?
Yes, we are insured. I always make sure I take out insurance before travelling abroad.
In that case, you should be covered even if we can't find your purse. Just have a sit by the pool and relax. And try not to worry, even though that's easier said than done. However, I would recommend you contact your bank immediately and report the missing cards, just in case.
Thank you very much for your help. That's a very good idea. I shall do that right away. I'll be able to relax then.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Emily, it is you. I thought it was you when you walked past me earlier. How are you doing? You look really well, and you haven't changed at all.
George, hi, it has been ages. I'm good, thanks. Wow, what are you doing in Nottingham? How are you?
I'm very well. I'm just visiting. A bit of sightseeing, you know, the usual. There's so much to see and do here. It's a great city. What have you been up to then?
Well, I'm not sure if you know, but I'm at uni here. I'm in my second year doing archaeology. It is fascinating and I'm absolutely loving it.
It sounds like you are following in your dad's footsteps. I bet he is so proud of you.
Yeah, who knew? I finally caught the bug. The only difference is my dad has always been fascinated by Rome. I'm more into Greece. In fact, my class will be going to Crete soon to assist with some archaeological work. I can't wait.
I envy you. I wish I'd gone to university. I do like studying, and I hear students have a great social life too. It's a fantastic way to meet new people and make new friends. Plus, you get to experience the life and the culture of other cities, or even countries, like you are doing.
It's not too late, you still can.
You think? Well, I might give it some thought. I've always dreamt of becoming a physicist.
Yes, I remember our school years. You were always looking upwards when I had my eyes fixed on the ground. Well, we've got to meet up so we can have a proper chat. How long are you here for?
Another 4 days, so we could arrange to meet up if you are free. We can have lunch too.
Sounds great. I'll check my timetable and will text you when I'm free. Perhaps tomorrow?
Sure, any time. You still have got my phone number, haven't you?
Yes, George, I've got it. OK then, I've got to dash, but will text you. I promise it's been good to see you.
And you, Em. Looking forward to tomorrow. I'm sure we've got plenty to catch up on. I can't believe it's been 2 years since I last saw you. I'll have to tell my parents that I've seen you. They'll be very surprised.
I know, time flies. Till tomorrow then.
Yes, speak soon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm off to another museum now, and then to the theatre later this evening to see a brand new play. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Bye for now.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Emily, it is you. I thought it was you when you walked past me earlier. How are you doing? You look really well, and you haven't changed at all.
George, hi, it has been ages. I'm good, thanks. Wow, what are you doing in Nottingham? How are you?
I'm very well. I'm just visiting. A bit of sightseeing, you know, the usual. There's so much to see and do here. It's a great city. What have you been up to then?
Well, I'm not sure if you know, but I'm at uni here. I'm in my second year doing archaeology. It is fascinating and I'm absolutely loving it.
It sounds like you are following in your dad's footsteps. I bet he is so proud of you.
Yeah, who knew? I finally caught the bug. The only difference is my dad has always been fascinated by Rome. I'm more into Greece. In fact, my class will be going to Crete soon to assist with some archaeological work. I can't wait.
I envy you. I wish I'd gone to university. I do like studying, and I hear students have a great social life too. It's a fantastic way to meet new people and make new friends. Plus, you get to experience the life and the culture of other cities, or even countries, like you are doing.
It's not too late, you still can.
You think? Well, I might give it some thought. I've always dreamt of becoming a physicist.
Yes, I remember our school years. You were always looking upwards when I had my eyes fixed on the ground. Well, we've got to meet up so we can have a proper chat. How long are you here for?
Another 4 days, so we could arrange to meet up if you are free. We can have lunch too.
Sounds great. I'll check my timetable and will text you when I'm free. Perhaps tomorrow?
Sure, any time. You still have got my phone number, haven't you?
Yes, George, I've got it. OK then, I've got to dash, but will text you. I promise it's been good to see you.
And you, Em. Looking forward to tomorrow. I'm sure we've got plenty to catch up on. I can't believe it's been 2 years since I last saw you. I'll have to tell my parents that I've seen you. They'll be very surprised.
I know, time flies. Till tomorrow then.
Yes, speak soon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm off to another museum now, and then to the theatre later this evening to see a brand new play. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Bye for now.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You'll hear a debate and a discussion. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both the debate and discussion. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to the debate. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. The topic of our debate today is, should violent video games be banned or censored? We have three guests with us, Mrs. Christine Robinson, who has a 15-year-old son, Robert, a 16-year-old gamer, and Professor Richard Hardy, an associate professor of psychology at Middlesex University. A warm welcome, Mrs. Robinson. You have a very strong opinion on the subject.
Yes, Jennifer. Games with violent content are often easily acquired by players too young to purchase them. They may also gain access to them at home from older siblings. Because children do not have fully developed mental faculties yet and may not clearly separate fantasy from reality, exposure to violent games can have a large impact upon children. This has a greater impact than children seeing films that feature realistic violence, because whilst a child might get bored with films owing to the lack of interaction with the medium, this is much less likely to be the case with, for example, a military shooting game, which a child might play over and over. As such, all violent video games should be banned to prevent their acquisition by young children, either by accident or owing to parental ignorance.
I disagree. First, the claims of harm caused by video games have not been proven. The most criticised violent video games are generally military shooters. However, these games generally focus much more strongly on multiplayer components of the game. It has been shown that action video game players have better hand-eye coordination and visual motor skills, such as their resistance to distraction, their sensitivity to information in the peripheral vision, and their ability to count briefly presented objects, than non-players. Video games also promote the development of intellectual skills such as planning and problem solving, and social games may improve the social capabilities of the individual.
I fully acknowledge that exposure to repeated violence may have short-term effects. You would be a fool to deny that. But as for the long-term consequences of crime and actual violent behaviour, there is just no evidence linking violent video games with that. If you play 3 hours of Call of Duty, you might feel a little bit pumped, but you're not going to go out and mug someone. The question about whether violent games inspire violent behaviour in real life is a subject that strongly divides opinion.
Now listen to the debate again. The topic of our debate today is, should violent video games be banned or censored? We have three guests with us, Mrs. Christine Robinson, who has a 15-year-old son, Robert, a 16-year-old gamer, and Professor Richard Hardy, an associate professor of psychology at Middlesex University. A warm welcome, Mrs. Robinson. You have a very strong opinion on the subject.
Yes, Jennifer. Games with violent content are often easily acquired by players too young to purchase them. They may also gain access to them at home from older siblings. Because children do not have fully developed mental faculties yet and may not clearly separate fantasy from reality, exposure to violent games can have a large impact upon children. This has a greater impact than children seeing films that feature realistic violence, because whilst a child might get bored with films owing to the lack of interaction with the medium, this is much less likely to be the case with, for example, a military shooting game, which a child might play over and over. As such, all violent video games should be banned to prevent their acquisition by young children, either by accident or owing to parental ignorance.
I disagree. First, the claims of harm caused by video games have not been proven. The most criticised violent video games are generally military shooters. However, these games generally focus much more strongly on multiplayer components of the game. It has been shown that action video game players have better hand-eye coordination and visual motor skills, such as their resistance to distraction, their sensitivity to information in the peripheral vision, and their ability to count briefly presented objects, than non-players. Video games also promote the development of intellectual skills such as planning and problem solving, and social games may improve the social capabilities of the individual.
I fully acknowledge that exposure to repeated violence may have short-term effects. You would be a fool to deny that. But as for the long-term consequences of crime and actual violent behaviour, there is just no evidence linking violent video games with that. If you play 3 hours of Call of Duty, you might feel a little bit pumped, but you're not going to go out and mug someone. The question about whether violent games inspire violent behaviour in real life is a subject that strongly divides opinion.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. In our programme today, our listeners will express their views on whether mobile phones should be banned in schools. We have our first listener, Kelly.
Thank you, Kim. I work in a school. I am a science teacher, and my view is that mobile phones should be banned in schools. Mobile phones cause distractions in the classroom, as students text one another or play games when they should be paying attention. In addition, if a student forgets to turn off his or her ringtone, the ringing phone can provide yet another distraction.
Hi, my name is Steve and I am a teacher as well, but I have to disagree. Mobile phones, if monitored, can be used as teaching tools. Most of them have internet connection, so they provide information for the learners quickly and efficiently.
But don't you think that it is not appropriate for kids to have mobile phones in schools? Kids should focus on their lessons and their teachers, and they should not be distracted with mobile phones. Today, mobile phones have games, chat applications, and web browsers. Kids do not need to use these toys when they are in school.
Hi, I'm Martin, and I'm a parent of an 11-year-old. And even though I do think the use of mobile phones has gotten a bit out of control these days, especially in schools, you can't deny the fact that having a mobile phone on you is a great advantage in case of a family emergency. Children have complete and direct access to you. Students can use it outside in the hallway, but not in the class. If they have classes, phones should be taken away and then given back to the students at the end of the period, in case of a phone call from a parent or an emergency.
Thank you very much for sharing your views. Now listen to the discussion again. In our programme today, our listeners will express their views on whether mobile phones should be banned in schools. We have our first listener, Kelly.
Thank you, Kim. I work in a school. I am a science teacher, and my view is that mobile phones should be banned in schools. Mobile phones cause distractions in the classroom, as students text one another or play games when they should be paying attention. In addition, if a student forgets to turn off his or her ringtone, the ringing phone can provide yet another distraction.
Hi, my name is Steve and I am a teacher as well, but I have to disagree. Mobile phones, if monitored, can be used as teaching tools. Most of them have internet connection, so they provide information for the learners quickly and efficiently.
But don't you think that it is not appropriate for kids to have mobile phones in schools? Kids should focus on their lessons and their teachers, and they should not be distracted with mobile phones. Today, mobile phones have games, chat applications, and web browsers. Kids do not need to use these toys when they are in school.
Hi, I'm Martin, and I'm a parent of an 11-year-old. And even though I do think the use of mobile phones has gotten a bit out of control these days, especially in schools, you can't deny the fact that having a mobile phone on you is a great advantage in case of a family emergency. Children have complete and direct access to you. Students can use it outside in the hallway, but not in the class. If they have classes, phones should be taken away and then given back to the students at the end of the period, in case of a phone call from a parent or an emergency.
Thank you very much for sharing your views. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your marksheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.